you are having a medical or psychiatric emergency, hang up and dial 911 or go to the nearest hospital. To ensure quality of service, your call may be recorded or monitored. Main menu. Which would you like? Say prescription status or press 1. Refills or press 2. Questions about an order or press 3. Returning a call or press 4. Or healthcare provider or press 5. Please say or enter your health record number. I didn't hear that. Please say or enter your health record number. You can find it on your Kaiser Permanente ID card.
427-582-802.
I heard health record number 427-582-802. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please hold while we transfer your call.
Winter Pharmacy. This is Ronnie speaking. May I please have the member's first and last name?
The member's first name is Philip. The member's last name is Rice.
Thank you very much. And how can I assist you?
I'd like to speak to a pharmacist, please.
Okay, not a problem. Before I do transfer you to a pharmacist, did you want to place anything through the mail order?
I did not.
Okay, thank you very much. So just give me a couple of minutes. I'll have you speak to a pharmacist, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hold on.
Pharmacist here for Mr. Philip Rice.
Hi, this is Philip Rice.
Yes, hi. How can I help you today?
Hi, and I'm sorry, you were kind of broken up when you came on the line here.
My name is Karen. I'm one of the pharmacists here.
Hi, Karen. And so I'm calling with a question about a prescription that I have.
Mm-hmm.
The prescription number is 3078. 0111-3654. It says Tamsulosin.
Okay.
And so I'm calling for patient counseling.
No problem. I can go over the medication with you. Yeah. Is this your first time taking it?
It's not?
Okay. Let me take a look. Did you have questions on your medication? You want me to go over the whole thing?
I have a couple specific questions.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
So my first specific question is, I am considering cataract surgery. I'm wondering, should my ophthalmologist be prepared for possible modifications to his surgical technique, such as iris dilator rings?
Okay. With that in mind, I think, you would probably need to ask the ophthalmologist this kind of questions instead. But as far as, having just using this medication alone, I don't think there is any interaction, but if for any reason that the ophthalmologist would need you to stop it, you would need to ask them. But I don't see any issue at this point, though.
Okay, so Karen, you said you are a pharmacist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going
to ask you or tell you that I'd like to confirm that, and in order to do that, I'd like to know your last name. Will you tell me your last name?
Yes, Lee.
Can you spell that, please?
That's L-E-E.
L-E-E. Mm-hmm. And that's a kind of a common last name. Concerned that I may come up with more than one Karen Lee. Do you know? Are there more than one Karen Lee in California that are pharmacists? Do you know?
Not at this department, though. I don't know. I'm sure there are more than one in the California, but not in this department here at the mail order pharmacy.
All right. Well, I'm anticipating looking up that name on the California lookup function. Do you mind telling me your license number?
You know, that I would not give you. But
all
I,
right.
You know, okay, yeah.
All right, so I've asked and you've declined. All right, fair enough. So my next question is, on this particular prescription, are you able to look that up on your system there that, you know, I've given you the RX number. Have you looked it up?
Yes,
it says tansulosin 0.4 mg, which I assume stands for milligrams. I should tell you I'm not a pharmacist, so this is a lot of this terminology is I'm a little bit unfamiliar with. And it says 24-hour, and then it says ER, and then CAP. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, I was with Kaiser up until December 31st of last year. I've left Kaiser, and I'm now trying to get the same medication now with a different pharmacy now. And I've tried at two different pharmacies, and I've talked with two different pharmacists at two different pharmacies. And both are, one is a mail order and one is just a, you know, a local pharmacy in Colorado. And both pharmacists have told me the same thing. They said tansulosin, yes, tansulosin 24-hour ER cap, the ER part. They said, no, there is no such thing as ER. One of them used the term snake oil. They said, Kaiser is selling something that does not exist here. What do you have to say to that?
So they're saying there's no ER. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, uh-huh. So the name of the medication is the tamsulosin. I mean, it is an extended-release medication, though. It's supposed to be released over time, over 24 hours. But the name itself is the Flomax or tamsulosin.
And the name of the medication, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what is your exact question again then? I mean, it is called tamsulosin 0.4 milligram. The brand is the Flomax, but this is a generic.
Right. So my question is, I'm trying to buy the exact same thing, and there is no such thing as a drug that has the name that you have on the label here. The name on the label is a non-existent thing. It's called snake oil, something that does not exist. Drugs have precise names. This is the name of something that does not exist.
So where are you trying to buy the medication from?
At pharmacies. I've tried at
two
different
pharmacies.
And
there's no such thing as tamsulosin?
No, I'm saying that the name that you have on the label here is an imprecise name. Are you acting dumb with me? I'm not saying tamsulosin doesn't exist, but I'm saying that the name that you have on the label here is not correct. Do you think that the manufacturer, Zydus, would agree with me do you think that they'd be unhappy with the way you've labeled the product here? Do you think they'd be okay with it? What do you think? What do you have to say about
that? That is the labeling that comes in our system, and that is by the manufacturer Zydus, and that's how they label it.
Oh, you're saying that this is the way Zydus did it. Is that it?
Either Zydus or our computer system. But I have nothing to do with this. But this is the correct labeling that is coming up by Zydus Pharmaceutical.
Okay. So, all right. I will. Have to take your word for it at this point, because as I said, I've tried at two different pharmacies, and they've both told me something different. Again, everybody's clear that tamsulosin is something that does exist. Nobody's disputing that. But when I say I want the tamsulosin ER, they say, well, there's no such thing as tamsulosin ER. They can sell me the tamsulosin, fine. But I say, I want the tamsulosin ER. And they say, well, I can sell you the tamsulosin. It's the same thing. And I say, well, yeah, but I want the tamsulosin ER. And they say, well, there's no such thing as tamsulosin ER. And I show them the container from Kaiser that said, and I point to it, I say, tamsulosin ER. And they just look at me and they say, well, there's no such thing. And so I say, well, okay. I wonder what Kaiser has to say about that. And so that's why I'm having this conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting conflicting information. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So when it comes to labeling of drugs, sometimes, you know, different companies or different even like pharmacies have different ways of labeling them. But as far as this medication is, it is an extended release medication. So some place might not call it ER, but it is an extended release medication. But it's a tamsulosin hydrochloride 0.4 milligram capsule.
Okay. All right. I guess there's really not anything else that you could say at this point. I'm not disputing that it is an extended release medication. I'm just,
yeah,
I guess, questioning the labeling. I think it's a labeling error, maybe. You know, and again, my very non-technical way of describing it is the word snake oil. It's just you've got something on the label that's technically incorrect. Is what I'm saying. I've given you a chance to reply. I've heard what you had to say. And so far, nothing you've said has convinced me otherwise. And I know, I understand that I'm coming out of the blue here. You're totally unprepared. This is it's probably unfair of me to expect otherwise. Will you tell me the name of the pharmacist that dispensed this prescription?
The latest one that got dispensed to you?
Well, the one that I'm looking at is dated 8-1. I did get a prescription dated December 20th, I think it was. I think it was December 20th.
Uh-huh.
But you can tell me the name of either one. I'd be happy if you'd tell me either one.
So the one from December was automatically filled by the machine. Let's see. the one from August was also filled automatically by a machine. So the one from May was filled by a pharmacist here. And her name is Jannie.
Can you spell that for me, please?
That's J-A-N-N-Y.
And can you give me a last name, please?
T-S-A-I.
That's apparently something different. I mean, you said machine for August and December.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see initials of BG on August and December. Does the machine have initials of BG? Is that what the BG stands for?
BG is background. BG is background. So it's
background.
Done
okay.
By. Okay.
All right. But presumably there's a pharmacist that's responsible for those? Yes? No? I would hope.
Yeah, it would nobody here at the mail order pharmacy verifies them, but of course the machine will dispense the medication. And so the machine after it's being dispensed will be looked over by somebody. And I don't have that information right now.
Okay, all right. So there is a pharmacist that's responsible. BG stands for background, and you don't have the information as to who it might be that would be responsible. Do I have that right? Okay, all right, fair enough. All right. And in May, it was Jannie Tsai, I guess is guessing how that's pronounced, would be the one that was the one that counted it out and filled it in May, and as such, I think the word is dispensed, right? And then also would have been responsible in May, yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And so as far as the labeling is concerned, would it be the way that you normally operate? Would it have been Jannie that probably would have done the labeling in May, and then it would have just kind of carried forward then in August, and then
I need you to understand that labeling are not done by pharmacists. Labeling is done by IT, and this is how they
computers.
Label this here.
Yeah, all right.
Yes,
all right.
Whoever the IT person is, we do not do anything here. Pharmacists are not responsible for these labelings.
So if it's wrong, it's not the pharmacist's fault. It's somebody in the computer department. All right.
But this is not wrong. I'm letting you know this is not incorrect.
All right. Not admitting that it's wrong, but even if it was, it wouldn't be the pharmacist's fault. It would be somebody in the computer. All right.
No, but I'm letting you know that labeling, the way a label comes out for a particular drug, is not done by a pharmacist. But if you're talking about labeling a wrong medication for another medication, then that would be a pharmacist's fault. If we give somebody else, let's say a different metformin, something else instead of tamsulosin, then that would be something a pharmacist did.
I'm wondering if they would even see it. Would they even have an opportunity to even know it was messed up? Would they?
What do you mean?
Maybe I'm getting into a level of detail that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really don't know what you're trying to get at, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Because if you're trying to look for a medication, if you're trying to look for a medication at a different pharmacy, and if they are telling you this is the correct medication, what they have is equivalent to this. This is how they label over there in their pharmacy. So
well,
I'm sure it's the same medication.
I had the pharmacist at my local pharmacy here. It's a King Supers, which is a it's the grocery store.
I'm
the
familiar.
It's a big chain, right? And the particular pharmacist I was speaking to was the manager, the person in charge of the pharmacy here, a woman that I know reasonably well. I have a great deal of respect for her, and she went and she grabbed the great big jar or jug or whatever you call it of Tansilosin, and she brought it over and she showed it to me. I don't know, maybe it hold 5,000 of the capsules, something like that. And she showed it to me and she said, this is my contain of Tansilosin. This is what they come in. And she looked at me and she says, I guarantee you that the Tansilosin that I have in here is exactly the same thing as what you have in there. And she was pointing to the Kaiser container that I had in my hand. She said, it's just exactly the same thing. She says, I guarantee you. And now at that point, at that time, I wasn't 100% convinced because I couldn't tell. All I knew was that the Kaiser container that I had said ER on it, and her container did not. She said hers was extended release, but it didn't say ER on it. Kaiser container said ER. Hers didn't say ER. And so I said, well, how do I know? And so I thought I'd do a little more digging. So, I hear what you're saying, and and the story goes on and on. So I guess I feel like I'm a little smarter now that I've talked to you. I appreciate your candid responses, and I thank you for that. I'm grateful for your help, and so I thank you for that. All right.
Yeah, I mean it is just plain Tansilosin. It's just that maybe our labeling could be wrong. It is just Tansilosin.
All right. So, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. You're welcome.
And bye now.
Bye.